A somber and reverent remembrance today on Capitol Hill for longtime Republican Senator Bob Dole, who passed away at the age of 98 earlier this week. And a live look now inside the U.S. Capitol as the decorated former senator lies in state. The World War II veteran and presidential candidate dedicated nearly 8 decades of his life to serving our country, including 36 years in Congress. Today, President Biden headlined the long list of colleagues, friends, admirers, and loved ones to bid a final farewell.
We meet here in the very heart of American democracy, the capital of the United States of America, to receive a hero of that democracy for a final time. Robert Joseph Dole.
As I stand here and see his coffin on the catapult that was built for Lincoln, with that flag draped over it, it's hard to think of anyone who was more worthy to have a flag draped over his coffin because of his great patriotism to our country.
Bob Dole was a champion of those whose lives were marred by struggle, who came not from citadels of privilege, but from humble origins like his own.
He taught us over time and all the time to respect people for what they can do and not judge them for what they cannot.
Through all his decades in public service, Bob Dole knew exactly where he came from. His roots ran deep, but he was always looking to new horizons.
Today, tens of millions of Americans, veterans, the elderly, the disabled, and millions of kids across the country are better off because of Bob Dole.
Senator Dole challenged us, in his words, not to question American ideals or replace them, but to act worthy of them.
But the real engine behind Bob's 98 remarkable years was his love. His love for Elizabeth and for Robin, for public service, for Kansas, and for America. Today we honor the amazing life that love created. And we thank God, the source of all love, both for Bob's incredible journey here in this life and for the fact that he has entered his eternal reward in the next.
May God bless Bob Dole. May God bless America.